Happy Friday. Today is Friday, February the 17th, 2023. Today's Daily Bible readings come to us from Psalm 2, Exodus 19, 9 through 25, and then Hebrews 11, 23 through 29. I'm going to take a look at Hebrews and talk about Moses as an inspiration for our faith. But specifically faith in the face of adversity, faith in the face of aggression and rejection, the kind that happens when you decide you want to leave Egypt behind you, right? Hebrews lifts him up to us as an exemplar of what it looks like to reject earthly power and wealth and to persevere in the face of the world's rage when you do. So when you suddenly tell Egypt you don't want to have anything to do with Egypt anymore and you're not happy with the way Egypt is and the way Egypt be in Egypt, Egypt gets mad. And to start saying all kinds of nasty things about you or comes after you. So, you know, that's the reality. And that's a lot of what we see in the story of Moses. And that's what Hebrews is lifting up to us, saying, hey, Moses went through this. For someone like Charles Wesley, that advice from Hebrews was of like great personal significance. It wasn't like great personal significance. It was. Because when the early Methodists went out and began to proclaim the old message of the faith, you know, a call to repentance and a call to live a life of faith in God, you know, by following God, taking faith in this God who's willing to forgive, and so why not ask him for forgiveness and then follow him and leave everything else behind? People didn't like that. They derided them. When people actually began to respond to the message and actually began to repent, they actually went beyond just making fun of them and deriding them. They physically attacked them. And you get lots of stories about this from the early Methodists about how they get attacked. John Wesley gets attacked. Charles Wesley gets attacked. Matter of fact, on September 20th, 1747, Charles writes in his journal, he says this: "The mob, who neither fear God nor regard man, have the utmost encouragement and assurance of impunity. They do what they will to us." It seems like the powers had basically given the mob permission to do what they wanted to these Methodists, to these people who were doing this crazy thing of preaching repentance and faith in God and, you know, putting your trust in Jesus. And as Charles Wesley puts it, gave them permission to basically do anything short of murder. So later that day, he also wrote, and he quotes directly from Hebrews 11. He says, "I cast my eye on Hebrews 11, 27. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them." Proclaiming the good news can be hard, right? But it's nice to know you're in good company. Anyway, that's the DBR for today. Get out, enjoy the day. We'll see you later. Boop.